The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced in March that it would cut 20,000 health jobs and close regional offices. That was in response to an executive order from President Trump to optimize the workforce across the federal government. The Senate hearing looked at how that decision could harm HHS programs that benefit Native Americans. Senator Lisa Murkowski chaired the hearing.
These aren't just federal services, they're really critical components of the social safety net. And my view is that these programs support family stability, child development, and basic dignity.
One of the witnesses at the hearing was Melissa Charlie, the executive director of the Fairbanks Native Association. The association provides a tribal Head Start program offering educational and cultural activities. The association also receives HHS funds for emergency shelter for survivors of domestic violence.
As women leave a domestic violence situation with just the clothes on their back, they can't afford the temporary housing, not in Fairbanks and especially in remote Alaska.
The Senate hearing focused on HHS programs that are not part of the Indian Health Service, but that agency might also be facing changes. The Trump administration has proposed cutting $900 million from the Indian Health Service. William Smith is the National Indian Health Board chairman. He said the proposal would lead to closure of clinics, losses of essential staffing, and an increase in preventative deaths in Native communities.
When we talk about the budget cuts to the Indian Health Service, these are not just budget numbers. You know, these are our lives.
Smith says that the federal government has treaty and trust obligations to ensure Native people have access to health care.
We paid with our land, we paid with our health, we paid with our culture.
The Indian Health Board wrote letters last month to the HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr., speaking up against the cuts. Kennedy was not at the Senate hearing, but was present at two congressional hearings that same day. Senator Murkowski said the concerns of tribal health officials will be shared with him. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naidin.